It's crunch time in Greece as the parliament there nears a vote on the bailout plan. From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for David Brancaccio. Greece's parliament will vote today on the $94 billion rescue package agreed to earlier in the week. Yesterday, the IMF released a paper warning the bailout plan may not work without more debt relief for Greece from the Eurozone. For more, we go to the BBC's Tony Bonsignore, who's in Athens. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Greece's parliament is expected to vote on the bailout package around 10 p.m. or so Athens time. What's the latest on the likelihood of the deal's passage?
Well, the expectation here in Athens is that the deal will be passed. They'll get Mr. Tsipras, the Greek prime minister, will get the vote that he wants. The question will be, how much of a victory does he get? Now, we know that some within his own party, the Syriza party, are expected to rebel. And it'll all be about the arithmetic tonight, because it will colour what comes in the days to follow, whether he'll have to sack certain members of his own party, whether there'll be a serious reshuffle, maybe even a change in the makeup of the government. That's the calculations, that's the negotiations that are going on in the Greek parliament right in front of me here.
How does the IMF paper change, impact today's debate and today's vote, if at all?
A surprise intervention in this debate, I think it's fair to say. Now, we knew that the International Monetary Fund were pushing for some sort of debt relief, certainly much more than the other creditor institutions, and certainly an awful lot more than a lot of European countries, especially Germany, which has been the real holdout here. And we know from this particular report today that the IMF is saying this thing won't fly unless there is some sort of debt relief, that Greece's position is unsustainable.
The BBC's Tony Bonsignore. Now, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up ever so slightly this morning. The DAX in Germany's ticked up as well, about a tenth of a percent. China's released economic data showing that it grew 7% last quarter, better than expected. But the stock market in Shanghai finished the day down 3%. We're expecting Fed Chair Janet Yellen to testify to the House Financial Services Committee later this morning. We'll be keeping an eye on it. U.S. futures markets are all trading higher. The nuclear deal with Iran, if it goes through, will ultimately lead to the lifting of severe economic sanctions, which will mean more Iranian oil flowing on world energy markets. So what's the likely effect on U.S. oil prices? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
It'll likely be months before any extra Iranian oil starts being sold legitimately on the world market. Within a year, experts predict the country can pump another 500,000 to 1 million barrels a day from wells that were slowed down or plugged up because of sanctions. Suzanne Maloney is at the Brookings Institution.
The Iranians are really hungry for Western investment and capital and technology. You don't have the same level of security challenges in Iran that you have in Iraq or Libya.
Iran will sell its oil mostly to Europe and Asia, but the market's global, so supplies, which are already abundant, will rise even more and prices will likely fall, says energy analyst Jim Burkhart at IHS.
The most important component of U.S. gasoline prices is the international price of crude oil. So if international crude oil prices were to soften even more, we would see that reflected in pump prices in the United States.
Burkhart says so far, global oversupply hasn't killed the domestic oil boom in the U.S. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Emmy nominations are out tomorrow, and for months leading up to now, Los Angeles has been inundated with For Your Consideration ads, billboards, radio spots, making the case that one show or another deserves an Emmy nod. But really, how much do the Emmys matter, and who do they matter to? For more, we invited Jitendra Sadev into our studios. He's a marketing professor at USC and a celebrity branding expert. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So how much really do the Emmys matter?
The Emmys actually don't matter that much nowadays. One in 10 people, less than one in 10 people actually in America, say that they will be more influenced to watch a TV show if it's won an Emmy award. Once upon a time, the power of an Emmy was very much in its ultimate power, which was moving audiences. You know, brands ultimately at the heart connect with consumers on an emotional level. And especially within the entertainment industry, that is where the power of a brand comes in. And once that emotional level metal starts kind of tethering, and once it becomes weaker and weaker, so does the actual meaning of that brand.
From a branding and marketing perspective, do the Emmys mean anything for the studios themselves or the writers that actually wrote those hit shows? What's sort of the value on the business side?
Internal branding or internal marketing, you know, when you look at your employees and rallying them around ideas and rewarding them, is certainly something that the Emmys can play an advantage to, or, you know, have an advantage of some kind. However, what we're also seeing now within the world of studios when it comes to writers and directors and producers, that they are valuing engaging themselves on very different criteria. You know, they are looking at what their audiences want. They are really looking to connect with their audiences in meaningful ways and move their audiences. So if their audiences are tuning out, then they're kind of tuned out.
So one thing that strikes me is we are in this golden age of television where there are unlimited television shows. Many of them are great. In some ways, it seems like the Emmy should have more value now than ever to sort of help point me to how to spend my time. Why is it not achieving that?
I think the reality of the situation is today, the audience decides whether a TV show is good or not. It's not about an endorsement per se. People are less inclined to believe in endorsements. They want to make up their own mind. The power today is very much in the audience's hand, and that is incredibly empowering for consumers.
That's USC marketing professor Jitendra Sadev. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.